a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Eric's going to go out somewhere. This is a pretty good deal here. We did this last year. We're done with the Operation Hydration. The water drive went so incredibly well this year. Thanks to everybody who was part of that. But, you know, why not? If you guys are willing to help us out, we're willing to ask nice things for the community. And this is a really cool one. Last year, we did this for the first time with kind of our fingers crossed, hoping like this would be a minor success. Like we just get a little, we got a massive turnout for this. The KUP deployment. We put packs together for Arizona troops deployed overseas, and we get it all bottled up. We start collecting today. Eric's going to have it out there this morning where he is, and you can start dropping things off. And then we do a big packing party on Veterans Day out in the parking lot. We loaded up tons of boxes. Now, the fun part of this wasn't the work involved and the drop-offs. That's always nice. The fun part was the immediacy of the pictures and the thank yous and the stuff that started to come back from these troops that were overseas. We got a bunch, like, fast. The day that thing got mailed out, I think we had a 4 days later, we had a picture sent back to us through an email that said, hey, we got your stuff and we couldn't thank you more. Some group out there that was, I think that was Afghanistan, that they're just kind of hanging out in the desert and they got a little piece of home. They
have the email
it.
Right here from
you have it in front
Derek
of us.
W. Strucker reaching out to see if it's possible to get in touch with John Holmberg. I wanted to thank him personally for the packages we received in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Yeah.
The infantrymen of Fox Detachment 1-158 Infantry Battalion are most grateful and appreciative. If he would respond with his email address, we'd appreciate it. We can get a hold of him and thank him in person.
I talked to a bunch of guys out there, and it was pretty great. And it was immediate. I couldn't believe how fast that went from a nice thing done here to a tangible touch it, feel it for those guys wherever they were. And I think we had like 1,400 Arizona service people overseas last year, and it's probably about the same number now. And we just want to send them a little piece of home. It mattered. It really mattered. And so what we're doing is you can look at the list on 98kupd.com, and we're going to box up like last year was toothbrushes. Wet wipes were the big thing.
Wet wipes, crew length socks, yep. Black ones, they have to be black, disposable razors, full-size dental floss, full-size toothpaste, lip balm, and travel-size foot body powder.
Yeah.
The gold bond, the little.
I'm going to hit up my dentist for more tooth stuff because they gave us a ton of stuff last year.
The tough one is, so we're teaming up with Safeway and Albertsons this year, so it might be a little harder to get those black socks.
Yeah.
But so you might have to pick those up.
We'll work on that. If we can get a big, somebody who's a big sock, like if you're we had people last year, like I'm a veteran, and they'd come by with boxes of, what do you need? And they dropped off this massive boxes of socks and things like that.
They have to be black, though.
Yep. Can't be white, can't be gray. Black crew-length socks for these guys out there. They don't get a lot of them, so... it means a lot when you send them this kind of stuff. It's unbelievable. The response was unbelievable. So we're boxing them up, sending them out November 11th right here at the KUPD studios. Eric's going to be starting the collection this morning at Safeway, McDowell and 7th Street, right downtown. And if you want to go out to the McDowell and 7th Street Safeway today and roll in there and grab some stuff, it's great. Just toothpaste, toothbrushes, the dental floss, the wet wipes, all that stuff, you can't imagine how happy it makes them. I mean, we kind of take it for granted sitting back here. It's like, I can just run to the store real fast and grab that. It's tough on them to not have these things. And plus, a little note from home, which always gets those guys, because they're not going to be here for the holidays. They're not going to be here by the time this rolls out. It'll be close to Thanksgiving. And they're going to be sitting in some, grub tent, slugging down crappy, military turkey. You don't want that. So they get a little taste of home.
Maybe it's good military
it's not.
Turkey.
I've never had it. Actually, I like the MREs. I had a friend who was in there, and he gave me MREs, and I ate them. And I'm like, these aren't bad. And he goes, try it for 3 months straight. That's all you eat. I'm like, yeah, I can imagine that would get a little old. It's not bad right now. But he's like, yeah, I had nothing but those noodles and this weird lasagna.
Yeah, there's probably two or three that you'll like, and you'll just do that over
and
over.
Well, that's what he said. The noodle one he had that he liked was he had a big box of them. And he said, I was humping those things all over the place. And then he said, I had the weird lasagna one, which he didn't have, so I didn't try it. But he had pictures of his food. But the noodle one, I'm like, yeah, that's not bad. I don't know what you're complaining about. He's got 3 months, 90 solid days of that twice a day. You go ahead and tell me how much that sits in your palate. And I'm like, ugh, no.
God, when they come back, they must just go crazy at the
food.
Eating.
The food has to be like the first thing they do. Like, I need real food. I was in Australia for 12 days, and the first thing I wanted when I landed here was a burger full of steroids and stuff because all their food's natural. Like, oh, disgusting. Give me one of them tainted poison burgers America serves. It makes us fat and huge and taller. We've gotten taller thanks to our food. That's for sure. But you can go out there and help it out today. McDowell Road and 7th Street. Eric's also going to have Godsmack tickets. Stone Temple Pilots. You can sign up to win those. And there's a whole bunch of KUPD stuff there. So we thank you in advance. Hopefully this goes as well as last year because that was great. And everybody says, support the troops, support the troops. You got to do more than just stand up at a sporting event and clap when they say support the troops. This is an actual way you can do it. And it helps out the best you can. I mean, these guys, it's not forgotten, but it certainly is back page news now that there's still quite a lot of people just standing there overseas waiting for the worst to happen. And who knows, hopefully nothing. But they're out there all the time. And you got to think about them sometimes. And Veterans Day is right around the corner. It's much quicker than you think. So head on down there this morning. Helps out. That'd be awesome. Safeway, 7th Street, and McDowell. And also, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. So can wander down there and help out the troops as a pirate with Eric this morning. I think that would be fantastic. That used to be a lot of fun when we had Captain Wazoo, but since he's passed.
He's not passed.
He's not? Oh, my God. Oh, no, he lost all that weight. He just looks like a different guy. He killed the old Captain Wazoo.
We think became... the Laughing Dragon might be docked the ship.
You think?
I haven't, I'm friends with him on social media, and I haven't really seen too many
pirate
photos. Yeah, he's more normalized.
Run its course, you think?
Maybe, I don't know.
It kind of goes back to the Harley Quinn thing. There's an age-appropriate level to that, where you start looking foolish at a certain point. You're 50 and you're dressing as a pirate for real and you're going to bars with other 50-year-old pirates. You come across as less than, like if college kids do it, it's like, those guys are having a great time. 50-year-olds do it, and it's like, those guys are mentally deranged.
I like Captain Wazoo.
I love Captain Wazoo, but I didn't go out with him.
Man, there was nothing funnier when he went down the river with us.
As the pirate.
Oh, and dressed in the pirate gear. It's 110 degrees.
Because he couldn't take it off.
He's pale white.
And also, nobody wanted to see that.
No.
It was a floating Volkswagen that gets sunburns.
He had his rum. Oh, that's great.
Oh, he's an awesome guy. But again, there's a certain level where if I'm in a bar and a group of 50-year-old pirates come in, and like at first I'm like, that's adorable. And then afterwards, I wish those pirates would shut up. That's annoying. We're leaving. Hey, welcome to the Laughing Dragon. What do you do? Insurance.
They should show up at bars for like Raiders and Buccaneers.
Yes, when there's an appropriate need for it. Inappropriate pirate appearances are just people you don't want to deal with too often. But he was fun. And Talk Like a Pirate Day is great. So if you're listening out there and you're in the gear, come on by. We'll gladly have the pirate game. But it is Talk Like a Pirate Day. And Brady said this morning, if you go in and talk like a pirate at Long John Silver's, they'll give you something free. If you come in dressed as a pirate, they give you even more stuff free. So I'm going to go in there dressed as not a pirate and not eat any Long John Silver's, and I'm the real winner.
I don't think you get anything free.
At Long John?
Long John Silver.
I'm not looking to get anything free. I'm looking for nothing from Long John Silver's.
We tried that one time, and they were really mad we came in.
Yeah. But they go and go, arr.
They say you talk like a pirate, you get a free piece of fish. And if you dress like one, you get the two-piece fish.
Oh, it is real?
Basket.
Oh, that's very real. You're joking around.
Oh,
very
Long
real.
John Silver's.
That's why we need to go in not as pirates and just go, no, thank you. Just wander into, today, wander into Long John Silver's and say, arg, no thanks.
Look at them embracing it. That's nice.
Yeah, they're
when
trying.
When we were going over anything. There, they weren't embracing it.
Nothing.
No, we went in there.
Why don't
there.
You put your tongs in the basket there?
And we didn't even go in there with that. We didn't go in there as Talk Like a Pirate Day. We had it amongst ourselves, went into the thing. He was just unhappy that Long John Silver's had customers. It broke the peace that the man had all day long. This is the first time he had to actually work at Long John Silver's in a long time. Went over and looked at the fryers like it was his first day. Nobody's ever ordered any food here. What do I do? You guys know you're at Long John Silver's, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here. You still want to eat?
Just going through the drive-thru, that one piece. Arr, yeah, arr. I'll take a piece of fish.
I have my free piece of fish, please. Arr, arr, arr. Long John Silver's is less of a restaurant and more of a concept mentally. So we don't serve actual food because, look, you really wanted food here?
Come on, those hush puppies are good.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No, they're
I don't think so. I think it's all nostalgia for
you.
Yeah,
I think
so. It's been years.
It's all member berries.
Long John Silver, the hush puppies are not good. Hey, look at this little ball of sand they've deep fried.
You know, you're supposed to cook the corn before you make a hush puppy out of it.
What is this? Oh, I believe that was a rock wrapped in breading. Well, you made the mistake of coming to Long John Silver's. That kid was pissed we came in there. He had a day planned where he was going to take a little nap between 11:30 and 1, maybe get up and like walk around so the cameras inside caught him moving. And then he's going to read a book maybe or do some homework or something. He did not want to deal with customers because he never has to. That's why you work at Long John Silver's. It's quieter than a library in there. I hate Talk Like a Pirate Day. I'm going to see at least 6-7 people.
I can't handle that.
I can't do that kind of rush.
Well, now they got a special. He's really going to get angry.
Yeah,
now
it's free.
You do say free, and people will be like, I'll give it a try again. I'll go over to Long John. Long John Silver's value is exactly what that is today.
They'll be like me. Remember when they were in their 20s. Pat, loved it.
Pat. Here's your free fish, man.
When I lived at that house with the wrestling ring in the backyard years ago, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There was a Long John Silver's by me, so I'd go by there every once in a while.
And eat?
Yeah.
Man, that's brave.
There's one down in Gilbert that's a split. It's half Long John Silver's, half Taco Bell.
So it's half where people eat. Half,
so you eat Taco Bell all the time?
So there's a line like right down the center and then an empty side. Oh, the Long John Silver. You get something for, Joey Ramirez says, you get something free every time you go to Long John Silver's. Diarrhea and vomiting.
Diet plan.
Arby's laughs at you, Long John Silver's.
Arby's.
Arby's points and goes, at least we're not them. Arby's has great commercials. They got a great marketing team. I'm still trepidatious about eating it. But I do laugh at the We Have the Meats. And then you got Archer on there at the end saying, for sandwiches. But yeah, Long John Silver's the free. I'm shocked that they've made just enough money to they're stealing. They're truly pirates because there's no way they're making money on the fish. They have to have, that has to be a front for drug running overseas.
Still linked to the Long John Silver's.
Who would ever look inside Long John Silver's for the cocaine delivery? I would imagine it is like the center point of all cocaine delivery.
It's flour.
Right, it's all that comes in because
no one wants to go in there.
They haven't ordered a fish there in, I don't know, 25 years. I've never met anybody that says, where do you want to go? Long John Silver's. It's never been a suggestion on anyone's mind.
Never? But today,
ever? When's the last time that happened to you?
When Eric was 16?
Right. Well, what about you? Like, no, when's the last time someone said, let's go to Long John Silver's and it wasn't a joke?
Never. Maybe when we're driving by. We did it that day as a joke.
For Talk Like a Pirate Day, and we looked at each other like, there's a reason no one's here. This is weird.
There's a truck every day that's dropping off fresh
cocaine.
Canal bass.
Yeah, maybe. Salt River. Maybe that's why all those people are fishing in the canals. Maybe the Long John Silver's
team. That would be their
best
fish, Brady, if it was fresh canal bass.
We're the LJS fishing team here in the old Arizona canal system. We like to stand outside behind Oso and smell the real food while we bring in the lunkers.
I see fishermen over by us in the canal all the time, and I never see them catching anything.
No, I do. I've seen them catch stuff, and then
I've seen them pull out a couple.
Hi, my name's Terry from Long John Silver's. Looks like you got quite a haul today.
We'd like to offer you
$25 for that. I caught 38 fish.
Man, they need to get on those fishing tournaments. Get one of those celebrity fishers.
I don't think they're in the game of fish.
For Long John Silver's?
The fishermen, yeah. Sponsor a bass boat.
I just don't think they're in the fish business. I don't think they stay away from all things nautical because then it would draw attention to them. This guy just sent me a Long John Silver customer review. He goes, will you please read this as a pirate? From St. Clairsville, Ohio. On several occasions, my wife and I have stopped here, and every time it's something new that's bad. We're out of fish, they say. Meals messed up. My wife stopped by to give them another chance. As we're all human and make some mistakes. My wife asked for a 2-piece fish meal and a supper after working a hard day. I opened my box with 2 fish, and yes, they managed to get that part right, but it was only 2 fish with a cup of gravy. No mashed potatoes, no hush puppies, just fish with gravy. I love you, Long John, but I can no longer go there and support any other LJSers for that matter. Just ridiculous. Getting harder and harder to find a restaurant where you get your money's worth, and it's just sad.
Well, they've got a huge marketing budget because there are 4 different NASCAR numbers on this car. You got 38, 8, 34, 37. That's where they're spending all their money, John.
I happened to park one of your stores here in Las Vegas. Worst mistake of my life. We went to register and get discount coupons.
You're drawn in?
Printed them, and when I went to redeem them, all I heard was, we don't accept these coupons. I ordered 2-piece cod. I am told afterwards we're out of hush puppies.
We'll accept the toucan dine, but nothing else. Tables were dirty. Benches had food all over them. When you sign up online, they offer a one-piece fish and fries just for signing up. But they don't accept the offer. Sign up now and get a two-piece for free. Offer not valid.
John, you lay off Los Pescos Hermanos.
That's what it is. We visited the KFC Long John Silver's close to Six Flags in Jackson, New Jersey. Great adventure indeed. We should have known by the piled up trash and overflowing cans in the front door we should have gone somewhere else. Upon entering the dining room, we found plenty of room. But not one clean table. The floor, it was dirty. It had actual trash on it. We told the cashier to have someone clean the table for us, and she rolled her eyes and said, no. We had to wait quite a while for someone to do that. And just as he wiped off the table, not the seats, he ignored the rest of the dining room. And again, not at all busy. Went to the bathroom equally as filthy. I plan never to eat at Long John Silver's again.
Hey, Bogan, you shut your mouth. I'm pretty sure Long John Silver's is doing something you're not. Opening for business today.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Zing.
Well done.
Yeah, how did Long John Silver's beat you? They don't have commercials. They don't have a radio station. They don't have anything.
It's been around for a while.
I know, Brady.
They got some deep pockets.
They must be very deep, and that's why I say it's a cocaine trade.
John, you and your highfalutin blood, you lay off. Us hillbillies and rednecks love us some Long John Silvers.
No, you don't. You're forced to eat it.
You're forced.
You have a dollar.
And a coupon.
It's Jeremy. Sometimes you have to choke down Long John Silver's. I tell you what, you get a raise at work, it's the last time you're going to Long John Silver's. And that'll be your own thing. You know you don't want to go there. You have to.
You have your Chipotle and knock yourself out.
You highfalutin 1%er. You don't want to go. No, you. The second you get out of that tax bracket, you're not going to Long John Silver's anymore. Trust me. You get
and
all.
And that time we went there. It was like, hey, it's one time a year. Let's just make it a tradition. And after that,
we
don't need to make it a tradition.
Maybe we forgot about it. You know, maybe
yeah,
it is good.
Give them a shot.
And we went back in there and we're like, my God, this is the worst experience I've ever had. Hilarious, because we're like, this is why we don't come. We've graduated from it. And it's like they just don't see what other fast food restaurants are doing to work. And they're still around. Arby's has a dick for a logo, and they're still around. Brady, I don't know how you did that. You needed more, strange little hidden gems, little cookies in your logo. The I in Porkopolis should have been a Wang, evidently. I drive by Arby's. I'm like, how have they been getting away with that cowboy hat dick for years? Nobody said a thing. Disney would have gotten just taken it over. It would have been horrible. Yeah, you get all this stuff for free if you want to go there. No other fish place offering talk like it because they don't want to.
All this stuff. They don't want to be a piece of fish or a two-piece.
That's true. Well, the fish basket comes with
gravy. But I guess that is pretty much the menu, right? I don't know if they're...
Yeah. What else could they give away? They aren't giving away
chips.
Burgers.
You got your fries.
Yeah. They're just French fries. Just because you call them chips.
Is there slaw?
Probably.
Tartar!
I think your fish basket is slaw or potatoes and then two pieces of disgusting Long John Silver's fish. I'll have the disgusting two-piece, please. It just says it on the menu. I'll have the ridiculously gross two-piece, please. One ridiculously gross two-piece, one disgusting two-piece.
John, you're a dick. I guess I just grew up on it because I pull in 65 a year, dude. I don't eat fish there, though.
Yeah, right.
It's all chicken and hush puppies for me.
You've learned, and you're about $10,000 away from never eating their chicken again.
That's the threshold?
Yeah. But $75,000, you're like, I'm going to Chick-fil-A.
Maybe his wife works. If his wife works, does that help?
Oh, my God. If you're a two-income family and you're still going to Long John Silver's.
What's wrong with you?
You're just holding on to, you're trying not to be hoity-toity. Be hoity-toity. It's better here.
Okay. They have branched out. They're doing chicken.
Yeah, that's what you just
and
said.
And shrimp.
Yeah.
And
but their chicken is just leftover fish with, perfume on it to make you think it's chicken.
John, Long John Silver's is just the WNBA of the fish market.
It is. That's a weird
thing.
That is
a weird juxtaposition.
Made my head spin.
Get a clam boat.
No thanks. Clams? Fast food clams? No risk there.
Keep eating Chipotle, Whitey. More Long John Silver's for me. Man, you struck a chord.
Well, it's going to hit the people who are stuck in Long John. I understand it's a thing. but I know why. And I tell you right now, I don't know if I'm Whitey, but Brownie, I suppose. Right. I don't know. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, who are you?
Let me tell you something, Brownie. The second you graduate from it, you're never going back.
John, I know one thing. When my day is going really good, I go to Long John so I can be disappointed.
Right. If I need to crush my day, things are going too well. I need to balance this. I'm going to have the disgusting two-piece, please.
That's their story. Like a pirate.
We treat every moment as an opportunity to celebrate the food we love most from the place we love most. The sea. We have always believed that our unique seafood experience should be accessible to all, but our love of the sea goes much deeper. We work to serve our oceans as faithfully as we serve our customers, because we believe whenever you can make waves, you have to.
Mission statement, Brady. Did you have one did for Markopolis?
Yeah, we didn't.
You were kind of. The evolution of barbecue was sort of your. You needed a little story.
Yeah. We had a background story. But
yeah, that is depressing, Brady.
John,
there.
I've met Jeremy, and I got to say, after this conversation, it does seem like he's the perfect demographic for LJS.
Huge.
He's the type that sees Red Lobster as regular Sea Ocean 44.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Bay 44.
Regulars.
Brackish Ocean 44. Yeah, it's exactly it. And look, I'm not saying you have to eat at Ocean 44, Steak 44 every day. I'm just saying you shouldn't eat at Long John Silver's ever in your life. That's all I'm saying.
Arr, you don't know what he's talking about. That's quality seafood. Where else can you get clams through a drive-thru?
That is a horrible idea.
Well-cooked fish that's been stored away at room temperature sometimes for days on end.
When was this cod caught?
It was the late 90s. That's a aged well beauty cod.
Yeah, ask him next time. It's like, how fresh is this? When was this fish brought in?
It's all dry aged.
Right, 2 weeks ago. It's dry aged, rotted fish.
John, would you ever abandon your laxative diet and consider going to Long John Silver's?
Don't have a laxative diet. But if I did want to blow the system clean and I didn't have any lax and I drove past, you know. It's not a bad idea. Give me some of them clams and cook them normal, what you consider normal. I need a lung. Yeah, we give the Long John Silvers a hard time because they're just terrible.
Wow. John, you're really far more optimistic about rednecks than we are about ourselves. We're not getting out of this tax bracket, dude. We make the max we can make doing what we do. Get off our backs.
What?
That's it, man. I'm not trying any harder.
That's it, brother. Hit the Peter principle. This ceiling is not glass. It is cement. It's as high as I want to go.
John, how do you feel about Pete's?
Pete's Fish and Chips is great if you're drunk. And I mean great. My problem with Pete's Fish and Chips, and I don't know if that's changed or not, is the cash-only situation, which made me feel like I was running some sort of laundering thing. It's like 2 in the morning. Cash only. Why? Just cash, man. What's going on?
And I wouldn't want to be doing cash.
Yeah, exactly. And they're doing late nights, and everybody's just standing there with cash. And I'm not comfortable with that. But I've had Pete's a couple times where it's been okay.
So wait, John, you're telling me fish don't age like wine?
No, don't. The Long John Silver's do. The sea is a bounty of food that lasts a lifetime in our freezer.
John, I love your show for perspective. I can happily say after listening to your show that in my 42 years, I have never eaten at LJS. Mm. And from your conversations, don't think I'll never need to.
Yeah, you should try it. I will say that.
Just
you
once?
One time you have to give it a run. Just to know.
That was my first, the time that we went.
That was the first time you ever went to a Long John Silver's?
Yeah.
Wow. Privileged white. Chelsea Handler over here.
We just didn't have them around in the neighborhood.
I know. Privileged white neighborhood. Why would they build the Long John Silver's where you are? That's guaranteed failure.
John, I came here from Australia, and apparently I had some a-hole friends because I didn't know better. I gave it a try on their recommendation. My back door instantly regretted it, and I had to pat it. Oh,
no. Never mind. Had to pat up?
Yeah. Yeah.
A man pawn?
His first trip.
He had to pat it down with some wet paper.
Oh, pat
after,
it.
After finishing the blowout.
I thought he had such a bad situation, he patted pat it up. He had to get a 5, like a girl with a big one. One of them pads with the numbers on it says 5 on the end. like one of them big lady pads. Every time I say that, too, I get emails from some woman that's like, it doesn't mean you have a big one. I'm like, well, you're clearly announcing yourself to me as a five.
It doesn't mean you have a big one.
Look, lady, just go get two twos and a one and don't embarrass yourself in the checkout anymore.
The one doesn't mean anything if you have a low flow.
Yeah, but five means you've got a garage.
No, it doesn't.
Two twos and a one, lady. That's all. Just start stacking. Stack them like cordwood in there.
I hate you.
And then just like, I love you. Afterward, they love it deep down. But putting a number ranking on tampons and stuff, like that's a terrible idea. You got to go up there and either announce that you got a garage in there or that it's just an uncontrollable tsunami every 28 days.
Five.
Two twos and a one. Makes it look like you're buying for your teen daughters.
I'm a five.
Ugh, deal breaker. You're going to wreck every vacation we've ever tried to take, five.
I'm a five. It lasts 8 days. Sometimes we need new sheets. Five, please.
Women should have to buy those like we have to buy razors. You have to go ask a guy to come unlock the cabinet.
Five.
Oh, whoa.
No, it's not. It doesn't mean that.
Here's your five, ma'am. Sorry.
Why?
Well, you got a garage down there.
It's not what it means. It just means I ruin all my husband's vacations.
Yes, we know.
We know. We know what a five is. You're probably, right now, you're probably going.
I need some fives and a jug of vape juice.
I have 14-day periods and 14 days of cramps and then more. More vacations ruined. I'm a five.
Two twos and a one. Take it from me. It's less embarrassing at the checkout. What's on the big board of musical treats over there, Richard?
It's brought to you by ELOteam.com. If you need to buy a house, I guess you can go see Eric this morning. Put him to work.
Suns announcer Kevin Ray says, Long John Silver is the real deadliest catch. Well done. He can't do that on the Suns broadcast. I shouldn't say his name, but good one.
Sorry.
I hope Long John Silver sponsors three-pointers this year. Devin Booger with another one downtown, all the way by the Long John Silver's, bringing you a $100 donation.
That's a deep cast.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. From the deep water. Long John Silver's brings you a $100 donation. What a shot. What a fish.
Catch the trawler.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got Mudvayne, Velvet Revolver, She Builds Quick Machines, Black Sabbath.
Love that song. Haven't heard it in forever. Velvet Revolver it is. This is a great one. We need to do this one for Night of the Singing Dead. This is a great
song.
Yeah,
that'd be solid.
That'd be a fun one. Yeah. All right. That's coming up in October. There you go. And I'm also excited that John Lovitz is coming in today. Lovitz always makes me happy. We'll have John Lovitz in a little while. I don't know where he's at. Probably Stand Up Live downtown. He's probably bouncing all over up there to the one at Desert Ridge and downtown and everything else. So have him in on Talk Like a Pirate Day.
He could be a big pirate fan.
I don't think so. Maybe. I doubt it.
I love Long John Silver. Said no one.
I know why the Long John Silver's thing didn't happen for me so late. It's because growing up, if there was fish and chips.
Hungry Howies.
Arthur Treacher's.
Oh, Arthur Treacher's, right. The upgrade.
That was kind of the Midwest.
Long John Silver's. Yeah.
Did they ever have those here?
No. We had Long John Silver's. And you know they never close. No matter how empty, no matter what.
Had a good run.
Long John Silver's. The one by my house in Tempe, still there.
But you see what they've done now to try and trick you?
No, it's half and half.
It's
comboed up.
Yeah. With a Taco Bell. There's one with a Pizza Hut. A&W. Right.
KFC occasionally.
Ooh.
I think
you're right.
Is it under the Yum Foods brand?
I think it's in that grouping. Yeah, it's like the Neapolitan ice cream, though. It's like they're the strawberry. It's always the same. No, nobody ever touches it. And then the other one's just trashed. The Taco Bell is full. Yeah, they just don't understand. Anyway. The deadliest catch.
Imagine how many times they're looking there, and boys, Locos Doritos taco or fish? Darn it!
Both. Best of both worlds.
No. I'll have the taco diarrhea. That's at least tasty.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.